All right. So you've given a little thought to what it is that you imagine, to the future you that you may experience. Now, what we've discussed, the preparation for the calling of the great love into your life, can be a one-time work. It could be that just by you having listened to us, we'll go through it and discuss it, that you've shifted, done a lot of healing and changing just by that method. It may be that you finish listening to this workshop and go out and manifest your great love. Or at least manifest your test case, which, as we mentioned sometimes, is what comes up first, so that you can say, no, I won't do that again. And then the reality can configure for you and reflect to you that which you choose strongly and are committed to being, as you welcome a great love. But it may be that you may need to go through the process of the preparation again, that you may need to think through who you're becoming, that you may need to imagine in more depth what a healthy relationship could be. Or perhaps you need to do more on clearing yourself or forgiving your mate or a relationship past. There may be some unfinished business that your psyche will need to work on. If you can be aware of that proactively, initiate the attention to that, that can be very helpful for you. Most people, of course, will say, I'll only do that if I have to. And it may work, okay. But know this, that until those pieces are really fully addressed, or addressed enough so that you can feel the shift in it, you may need to go through it again, and even go through the calling ritual again. Don't feel, if you have to do that, that you didn't get it right the first time. Sometimes it can take 3 times before the magic kicks in. So don't get discouraged right off the bat if it doesn't show up. Also, keep an awareness of yourself, in your emotional states and what goes on in your mind, the chatter that goes on throughout your day in your brain. Be aware of that as well, because you may end up meeting somebody. You may sense somebody's presence and feel a magnetic energy charge arise within you. And you may freak out. Oh my, I have a resistance. My inner child is freaking out. I thought I took care of that. So you have to sometimes address stuff as it comes up. That's like the old saying, you only learn swimming in water. You don't really learn how to swim on dry land. Sometimes you have to have the opportunity show up. Sometimes you have to have a person step into your life for you to be able to recognize what piece you need to take care of. That's the beauty of it. You've created this fabulous illusion with all these wonderful reflections that are teaching you everything you need to know. Sharing with you. Hint, hint, look at this. You're feeling that. Notice what that's about. See what you need to do about that. Or, oh, I see the perfect person. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that I would manifest somebody like this to meet so quickly. And you feel your adolescent self jump up and down and say, oh, the fantasy, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yakety, yakety, yak. Looks just right. Looks like it's got the form just right. Just the right height, the right weight, the right bone structure. Oh, gosh, this is great. All right, so it may be something that you've got to integrate a while into your life before it really comes to settle, comes to be in your life as a continuousness, as a sustaining experience. At any point, you can go running back into your past reactions and responses and catch yourself, turn around, come back to your spiritual adult to find that circumstances have shifted and now you're on a new playing field. Sometimes that happens as well. Be aware, everyone's process, yours included, is unique to you. It's unique. No one else will go through exactly the same things you will. It's an exploration. In fact, your whole life is an adventure about this. It's an exploration of staying in your power, in your love, and manifesting stuff that you want in your life, creating stuff, dreaming stuff up, so that you can have a happy, fun life, successful, and filled with all sorts of great things. Now, the ritual, the calling of love. It's not a complicated ritual. But any time you do a ritual, you have to invoke the energies of the unconscious. So in order to do that, we're going to count you down, just as when you're hypnotized, although this is not hypnosis, but it will move you down to the appropriate level of connection through your subconscious, connecting into your unconscious, connecting into the greater knowing that you have within your consciousness. So that as you make your choice for that great love, as you make your call for that great love, it goes through your whole psyche. And we're also going to make sure that the wounded parts of you, the conflicting parts of you, are not going to be present. At least temporarily, they're going to be out of your way so that you can really step into your spiritual adult. Now, whether you will or not is your choice. Stretch, expand, and be willing to step into it. And most likely, you'll get a taste of it, if you haven't already, just by thinking of it. So the ritual is this, that first of all, you have to realize that you are the wizard, you are the reality creator, you are the magician that is calling this reality into being. You don't come as a supplicant, as an applicant, to beg, to plead, to pray, to hope, hope blindly, to have faith that a higher power will do it for you. You come as a co-creator with the divine. You and the divine together. The first and most important thing is to be the one who activates the ritual. It's your ritual. You are the magician forming the spells, the witch or the wizard activating a ritual, an ancient ritual, just updated a little bit for the current day and age. You have to go in there with your presence. And so the first part of the ritual will be to get you there, to release that which is inhibiting, release that which is the lesser part of you, the weaker parts of you, the old habitual parts of you, so that you can step into and own the powerful light being reality creator that you indeed are. You have to assume, even if you don't yet know that you are a light being, that you are divine by your nature, this is where you must step at least into the assumption temporarily. You must assume the mantle, assume the confidence, assume the power, so that you can be the worker of the ritual. We are here to assist you in taking you through the ritual, but we cannot do your work for you. You will do that. So from this high point that you will get to, the second step of this is for you to make your choice and call the great love, to command it, to insist upon it, to claim it, to own it for yourself. In a sense, as that co-creator with God, Goddess, all that is, to say now, God, Goddess, all that is, the divine of all, and the divine within me, I request, I demand, I command. Command meaning working together. I request this. Now, as you request a great love, if you have an idea of form that's really important for you, in other words, the person has to be a specific gender, they have to be a certain age range, they have to be a certain height, they have to be a certain this or that or the other. If there are certain physical requirements that are absolutely significant for you, that in a sense you will probably imagine them here because this is what you're calling. But we also want to suggest that the most important thing is are the inner qualities of this individual. And if you're already mated, the inner beauty, the inner divine of your mate that you are calling to come play with you as a two divine co-creative beings. If you can do without the form, great. There's going to be a sensing of form in this meditation. You won't see clearly if you're not mated and wanting to do it with your mate. If you're single, you will not see clearly who this being is. You won't know maybe who it is. Don't try to figure it out. It's an energy form. It's a thought form. That's what you create first. Recognize that you are a reality co-creator, and therefore anything that you're creating is safe for you. So no armoring, no ego, no manipulation of reality, no guarantees required, nothing. You're standing as a powerful one requesting this. And the third step of it is to expect that, to see that life that you will live, not necessarily to feel the love of that great love, but to see yourself, the future that you are going to be in this great love, in this experience, the great love within you and the great love that you have pulled to you, reflecting to you through another beautiful being. And you'll see the life that you feel called, desirous to live, the particular style, the particular way, the particular activities, the temperament, the expression of it. You being the person that you will want to be, and you commit yourself along with this expectation of that, all along with this anticipation, along with this imagining of it. You commit yourself to living this life with or without another person being that divine representative for you. Make the commitment that you're going to live your life as the divine being that you are, and that whoever else is joining you is so much the better, so much more love and fun to have. In other words, no charge, no issue, no, my life will not work if I don't have this person, etc., etc. None of that stuff. Again, you are the co-creator there. And the fourth step of it is to see the manifestation in your ritual, to see the person appear, to have an interaction with this person. Even if you cannot tell their features or whatever, but to feel the experience of connecting heart to heart with this person as that light being that you have stepped into and are claiming to be. And seeing them and seeing that divine and experiencing that divine. And if you don't know how to experience a divine, that's fine. You use your imagination, because imagination stretches the dimensions to enable you to touch into it. To tap into it. To tap into more of that feeling. Imagining it doesn't mean that it's not real. It is real. It's more real than the physical illusion. The more love that you experience, the more real you are. Because the essence of the realness, what is the most real? God got us all that is. That is real. And that's love. So the more love you have in your life, the more real. The greater beyond the illusion you can go. So you see that. You see that self. That individual there. And you have that connection. And you anticipate with that. You send that energy out into the world to bring to you, to touch the world, to call to you this being that you have linked with, to pull that link to you, to bring it to you. And you anticipate that you're going to see it. Now, the anticipation may not happen really until after the ritual has been completed in your life, after you do this ritual. Look, anticipate, magic, expect something's going to happen. Something out there is going to show up. Start looking for it. If you don't look for it, you might not see it. So that piece of it is what happens mostly after the portals are closed, the gates are shut, the ritual is done. But you still have that connection you have made, and that pulls in. That keeps pulling and keeps pulling and keeps pulling. All right, so without further ado, let yourself get into a comfortable position. And begin a process of relaxing. Let yourself kind of breathe. Gently, easily. You breathe so that your rib cage expands out. You don't lift your chest. but your rib cage goes outward. So you breathe down in the lower part of you, and the breathing comes up to your diaphragm and stretches. And then you just kind of relax all the muscles that are in that center part of your body. And just do about three of those. In, expanding the ribs, and out, gently, easily, relaxed, totally relaxed, and bringing in another one, and letting it go, and bringing in another one, and letting it go. And as this happens, you feel so much more relaxed already. Now, any noises that you hear in your environment will not disturb you, but will simply aid you into finding your own deep inner space and going deeper into yourself, into your center, within yourself. We're going to count from 7 down to 1. And at the count of 1, you'll be at the right level, the most appropriate level, to be ready for the ritual calling of the Great Love. 7. 6, relaxing downward, deeper. Letting resistance go. 6, 5. More resistances, nervousness, discomforts. Let them go. Inner voices, let them calm down. 5, 4, 4, deeper, 3, connecting into your subconscious mind as well as your unconscious mind. Deeper. 3. 2. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Finding the right level, the right level. Letting go. Relaxed. 2 and 1. 1. Letting yourself be at the right state, the best level of frequency for you. Feeling that, letting that be. And if your eyes have not closed, close your eyes now. And imagine that now you're opening your inner eyes and you find yourself in a place of great beauty in nature. Now you may know this place or it may be strictly from your imagination. It may be a familiar place that you've imagined many times before, or it may be something that has just occurred to you, a place of great presence and beauty of nature. A place where nature exudes sacred love, a sense of peace, of safety. The kind of energy that your child absolutely adores, that loved, safe, nurtured, secure feeling. Let yourself just be with nature without any inhibitions, without any resistances, to let yourself be present with this beautiful place. Smell the smells, see the sights, listen for the sounds. Find a nurturing place within this scene. Maybe you're already there. Maybe that's where you are, leaning against a tree or lying in a soft, grassy or mossy bed. Wherever it is that's comfortable for you, you're there in this beautiful place. And this is a place that you know that you have come to do your ritual. This is not a place just to hang out and have a nice time and look at the beauty and watch the clouds drift lazily by, if indeed there are clouds in this scene. But it is one in which you have some powerful thing to do, something that motivates you, something that calls you, a sense of love that calls you. It calls you to you, but it also calls you to something more, where you can love more than you ever have before. That you can create, draw to you a great love, or activate a wellspring of love, expanding into a great love in your relationship already. And so you get up from your cozy place. You feel very free, very light in this, your astral body. As you walk across this beautiful landscape, as you walk, you come to a woods, a beautiful woods of beautiful giant trees, pristine, ancient forest. There's a pathway that leads deep into the woods. Follow it now. Smell the wonderful smells of a forest, the wonderful, rich humus, green, moist smell. So many trees. Hear the rustling of leaves. Feel the crunch of the mulchy kind of path under your feet, soft and spongy, from years and years of leaves on. And all sorts of wondrous things. Little herbs, mushrooms perhaps. And you know this is a magical forest, because over there on that mushroom, you saw a little being. Oops, there. As soon as you started paying attention to it, just vanished. And as you go deeper into the woods, it gets darker. There's just a little light coming from above, streaming down like rays of the sun to your path. And over there on that branch, another little being. Oops, as soon as you focus on them, they disappear. And they're beautiful colors of indigo blue, just little spots of light, just dance in the side vision. If you were to go and look, you know, you wouldn't see it. You can feel a sparkle, a magic in this magical forest. It's an ancient forest. It's been visited by wizards and magicians for many ages. As you go deeper and deeper into the forest, it's cooler, a little darker, but comforting, intriguing. You hear sounds, perhaps birds twittering, rustles of little creatures in the undergrowth, crawling through leaves and the numbers of herbs and flowers decrease in the gloom. And there ahead, there's more light. You see it. A slight curve to the path. The light is brighter. The streams of light, the beams of light coming down from above, much brighter. The path curves some more. And it opens up into a meadow, an opening. As you come into this meadow, lots of grass, lots of flowers of many different colors. Beautiful smells and fragrances and colors. A riot, abundance of wonder, wonderful things, wonderful, beautiful nature. And you see dragonflies flitting about, or butterflies, or perhaps they're little nature spirits hovering about, wandering about on the ground. Your side vision catches movement over there, and you look, nothing, and over there, and you look, nothing. But you can feel the presence of so many. This is a magic place. The pathway continues into the center of this clearing, into the center of this meadow. And there you find a stone floor to what was once a building. Maybe round, maybe square or rectangular or triangular. There is a floor. It's like stone, perhaps marble even. But it's been an age since the walls and the roof have been there. But you know what to do. You know that this is the place. This is the place of magic. This is the place of the calling. And you go sure-footedly, confidently, to the center of this floor. The building was once a fairly large building. So when you stand in the center of this floor, there is a space, room around you, extending out at a radius of at least 15 feet or maybe more. And you stand there and you announce. You announce, calling mentally now, I have come. I have come to call the great love. I have arrived. And you hear movement, you see movement on the side. And this time you look and you see beings emerging out of the forest all around the clearing. You didn't know they were there. Beings of many different sizes, shapes, wearing various and sundry costumes that are natural for them. These are your team. This is your crew. These are beings that support you. They have come to be with you. They have heard your call and they have come. In order to enhance, support, and expand the power of the calling, to support the manifestation of it for you, to witness what you will do today. And they surround you, standing on the outside part of the floor, all the way around. On the floor they come and they stand. There may be any number of them, anywhere from 30 to 120. They come forth and they stand there, their eyes filled with light and love for you. Some of them do not look human. Do not be perturbed. You work with some beings on many other dimensions and from other planets. Just recognize they're there for you. And you note them all, you scan, you turn around, looking at them all, welcoming them. Welcome, welcome, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming, welcome, welcome, thank you too. So glad that you are here, thank you. And you've made a complete turn, and once again are standing there, facing the direction that you initially did, making one complete turn of thanks and welcomes. And now it is time. They are waiting, they are ready, you are ready. So, as you stand there, the first step of the ritual is to be the ritual leader, to be the wizard, the magician, the powerful one. So claim that self now. Within yourself, stand up as a powerful light being and know and choose to remember, I am a powerful light being, a powerful reality creator. I am divine by my very nature. I am having a physical plane experience, living in a physical body, learning to create, to imagine, and to manifest. A light, a life, a love that I deserve as a divine being. I am the wizard, the magician, the powerful creator, co-creator with the divine. And in the knowing of me, I claim the knowing of the divine within me, of the love and the light and the power and the magnificence of the divine within me. I am here on a mission. I'm living my life as a light being in my power. And feel within your heart now the light that is there. Within your heart chakra that expands, a brilliant light. Feel it expanding. Feel it becoming brighter and brighter. Feel light all around you, from the hearts or minds of all who have come to witness, brightening as well. It almost becomes blinding. You, the light, expanding beyond your physical body parameters, expanding out to create a cocoon of brilliant light, intense, brilliant light around you. And the lights of those standing around you do the same until you are surrounded by intensely brilliant, dazzling cocoons of light all around you. And the light from their hearts, from within their cocoons of light, a beam from each one is sent out to you. A beam of light from every one of those who have come to be with you. From their heart comes to your heart. Open. Receive. Allow their love to come touch you. Anywhere from 30 to 120 beams of light come from them, from behind you, from the sides and from front of you. Come to you, to your heart. Just open. All right, just open. Let it be. It's safe. You are safe. You are a powerful light being. They would not be doing this if you were not capable of this light. Just let yourself be loved. Let yourself be pumped up in the light and the love. Let yourself feel that you have been touched by a great amount of love. Indeed, part of this, part of the great love, the energies, the light, the frequencies of the great love, you can feel it stirring within you, expanding within you. They and you, one light. You send light from your heart through every one of those beams to every one of those beings who stand there around you, sending love out to all of them. And love and light, when you send it out, creates a vacuum which pulls in more love and light from beyond, from within, from the infinite supply and source of God, God is all that is. So you do not deplete, you do not tire, but instead get invigorated by the giving of your light. You, the center, all these light beings, the spokes, they like the wheel. All their love and your love combined into one and to you. Pouring from you to them. Giving, receiving love and light. And light in the form of love and love in the form of light. From this high place now, you feel yourself grow to 20 feet tall. So not only are you in a high place as far as love and light is concerned, but also feel yourself a spiritual giant. Huge. Feel your power. Claim your light. Claim your hugeness, your greatness. And as you do that, you say, I request, I demand, I command the divine. In me, the divine of God, Goddess, all that is, and in the name of love, light, and truth. That coming forth into my life the great love. I call the great love. As the spiritual adult, as the luminous human that I am. And from this place, I call the great love. I request, I demand, I command that this great love be lined up for manifestation into my physical life as a way for me to experience my own divinity, my own great love of myself and of the divine within me, and as the fantastic opportunity to love another and to love the divine within them, to come together as two equals, to experience the alchemy and to experience the combustion and fusion and oneness and expansion of our love and light into the great love. And as you say this, you can feel energies shifting, sparkles moving about. It is so bright, so intense. You are so huge. And then before you, you sense something. It is like a cloud forming, shaping. No particular outline of it, but shaping in front of you, amorphous. And you feel energies working as if the universe is like unlocking something, like the tumblers of a lock coming into alignment, that eventually there'll be a click and something has connected. You can feel that falling into place. You can feel the movement and the placements and the shifts and the changes going on, the creation happening. And then there it is, the click, the lock, the connection, the opening. And in that amorphous cloud expanded as it is in front of you, you see standing in there a bare outline, a kind of a haziness, a kind of a suggestion. A person stands there. There is the upcoming form of your great love. If it is your current mate, that might be them. But if not, they may not have an idea or a clue who this is. And don't try to figure anything out. Just be aware, be present. You can't see any distinguishing feature. Just a vague silhouette or an outline. And you know that this is the great love, the one for your great love, being shaped by your universe, a supportive and loving universe, a supporting and loving God, Goddess, all that is. And you send a beam from your heart out to that, to the place that would be the heart of that one who stands before you, sending that love out and saying, I, the light being, the luminous human that I am, I send a beam of light, a cord of light, but from my heart to your heart, to call you forth to call the great love forth and feel it connect. There's a sense it's connected. And as you open to that connection, a love comes through that cord, through that cable to you as well. Down through the channel back to you. And feel yourself hit with a wave of, it's intense, a wave of substance, bubbling love. Whew! It can almost knock you off your feet. Except that, of course, you are a spiritual giant, strong in your truth. And as you stand there feeling this connection, you begin to imagine. You begin to imagine the self that you are going to be. The self that's going to play with this one, to enjoy a life, to mutually love, to be free and empowered and loving, safe and celebratory. In your temperament, the way you are, perhaps you are adventurous. Perhaps you love to be active, to move. Or perhaps you love the studious life. Quiet contemplation. Or maybe you like to go and dance and live your life very loudly and with a great deal of enthusiasm and socializing. What's natural to you, imagine. Imagine yourself the spiritual giant living that life free and happy and gloriously loving. Receiving the love. The two of you. Resolving disagreements and conflicts by moving into greater and greater love and support and loving of each other. Feeling intimate, deep, bonded, connected to that divine within the two of you. The recognition of you, the divine, the recognition of them, the divine, the recognition of the oneness of all. Let yourself imagine the great love now. Imagine this great love. Imagine living your life like that naturally every day, filled with sense of purpose and enthusiasm. Doing things you love with those that you love. Healing. Celebrating. And it's natural to you. Imagine, it's natural to you. No hurdles, no obstacles, no tests. No pain, no stress, no problems or issues. Somewhere in the very back of your mind, you hear the child and the adolescent and the young adult, "Oh no, oh no, oh no. You're not going to be able to handle it. Oh no, it's going to be too much. Oh no, there's going to be a price. Oh no, you can't have it that easy. Oh no, you're not safe. Run away." And you smile within yourself because that divine love so filled within you. You send it to them. You send that love to those voices within you, to those feelings that may be trying to percolate, those little bubbles. Send that divine love to them. Feel the love drench inside you. And mentally say to them, "Thank you, my dear ones. Within." But you don't have to do this anymore. I'm the spiritual adult. I have the resources. I have the love. I have the power. I have the capacity. I have the choices. I have the opportunity. Thank you. Send them so much love. So much love that all those places within you where previously you'd felt twists and darkness and discomforts, feel the healing. Feel the light drench those areas and imbue those areas and flush in through those areas the cleansing and purifying light of God, Goddess, all that is, the love, the great love. Give them the great love. And as you do that, you feel yourself becoming even greater, expanding even more, capable of loving more freely, more empowered than ever before. And with this unified love, no more conflict, no more turbulence, no more taint. Clean and pure this love now is. Send more of it to the beloved that you have called, the one representing and bringing to you the great love, to this, yes, this beloved. Your adolescent doesn't yearn and long. Your child isn't needy. They are in peace now. The young adult's fantasy dissolved away. Your adult, a spiritual adult, whole and complete, loving yourself even more than before. If it's even possible to love yourself even more, you do now. The great love within you, you own. This is mine. I can love the great love. I can imagine it happening naturally for me, according to my nature. And I share this great love now with this, the beloved I have called. And you send it to them now, to that person still undefined, but bright. You know where their heart is. It is so bright. And you send that love to touch them. As love changes you, aligns you with your divine, aligns you with your higher being and purpose, by loving them from this higher place, you can sense your future. You can sense yourself, the future of you. This is what you will experience day in and day out. This love connected, linked to this love. And then you request, in the witness of all present, to the divine God, Goddess, all that is, I request that this link, this rope, this cable of light of love, to be hauled in, to be pulled in to my life, to appear in my physical manifestation of my life at the most appropriate time and space for me. And I commit myself to remaining the light being that I am throughout the whole relationship. And it's almost as if you feel when something cranking, starting to roll it up into you, to start pulling it, kind of like a fisherman with his rod and reel, or like one of those circular gadgets that roll up garden hoses. Something's starting to roll it in. Something's starting to pull it. You can feel the tug. You can feel it coming. And you say, I accept. I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you. And with this, in the midst of this light, you turn and circle once, thanking all those who have come with you to witness, to be present, to support you. This cord of light perhaps moves up through your head, it comes out through your solar plexus, it may go down into the earth for the earth to give to you. But it is set up now. It is set up and it is in motion. It has begun to pull, to bring it to you. So you thank all those who have participated with you. You're grateful to their presence. You're humbled by their love and support of you, because some great beings showed up. And you acknowledge, as the light being that you are, the support and of all and the oneness. You and they, one in the light. One in agreement and alignment with the great love. So be it. And it is done. It has begun. It has begun to come to you, but the ritual is done. And in your mind, in your meditation, you close your mental eyes. And you find yourself feeling heavy, or perhaps very, very light and floating. But the next thing you know, you're there relaxed in that beautiful, enchanted place in nature. As you open your mental eyes and you see the cable of light still there, and in your mind you still hear a little cranking, crink, crank, so it's pulling it, pulling it, pulling it. Over the next several days, you will begin to anticipate, to look for the magic, to call your attention to the search, not with any anxiety or fear or dread or neediness, but as simply as anticipation of the effect and impact of what you have done. Do not let it dissolve. Know that it is coming. Know that you've put it into motion. You may stop it by your fear or by some resistance, but you know that you are moving more and more into living that life, whether you have a person in as your significant other or not, you're living that life, the life of the luminous human, the spiritual adult, the beautiful life, the life of love. And that you will, nevertheless. And you know that as you address any limitation or resistance that comes up, you will hear that crank resume, the pull resume. It's not going to go away. It'll be there when you're ready at the right time. We're going to count from 1 up to 7 to bring you up back to the conscious mind, back to your worldly life and the awareness of your physical body and your presence therein. Bring this feeling, this knowing, this anticipation, and this sensing of the great love within you back with you as much as you can. As much as you can remember. Knowing that all you have to do is remember to get back into it, to remind yourself of how to live your life. 1, 2, 3, lifting through the dimensions now. 4, 5, coming back now to your body, to where you are in the room. 6 and 7. Now very gently, very, very gently, blink open your eyes, as gently as a butterfly's wings. Very gentle, don't just kind of scrunch them open, just very easy, very, very easy, very soft to bring them back. And to become aware now of the room around you. To become aware now of your body. And just kind of stretch your fingers, wiggle your fingers, kind of tap the floor with your toes. Maybe stretch a little bit. Ah, yes, yes, yes. And now take in some nice deep breath. Ah, just kind of, yeah, okay, you're back. You're linked up. You're hooked in. You've made the call. Now there's going to be learnings that you're going to experience at every stage of your journey. And how glorious that is. So anticipate as the relationship appears. And after you say no to the test case the universe will give you, and you have someone that's workable, according to the conditions or criterion we mentioned earlier, or if you are mated, that things are already beginning to shift and change. You might wish to go into more depth on certain specific other aspects of your relationship and of working in a relationship. We have gone into detail in another workshop called Healing Relationships. And if it's with your family, healing your relationship with your family. If you want to go in more depth there, about the details, the skills of loving on a day-to-day basis, how to envision it, how to anchor it in. We have other resources. Should you desire those or not? But nevertheless, dear one, you're on your way. It has been our pleasure having this opportunity to work with you and speak with you. And to play with you, to love with you, to be present as one of those surrounding you, loving you, through the ritual of the calling. And we look forward to any other opportunity that we may have in the future to work with you again. So we send you off now into the world with you. Right. Anticipate, look for it. Explore, be. Enjoy the greater light of yourself. And so for now we say, so we surround you with our light, and dear ones, with our love. Farewell.